Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's and Twin.
On Monday, Scott Disick stormed out of the All Points Lodge, which is a rehab facility in Colorado. In a statement from his attorney, Disick was enraged when he discovered that a photo that he claimed had been taken when he checked into the facility had found its way onto the internet. All Points Lodge has vowed to, quote, cooperate with law enforcement against its staffers if it discovers that any of them had a part in leaking pictures of Scott Disick to the press. The reality TV star who dated Kourtney Kardashian from 2006 until 2015 and who fathered her three children says that he plans to sue the facility for violating his medical privacy rights. All Points Lodge CEO Noah Nordheimer says the lodge will take legal action as well. In a statement, Noah said, if it were determined that any information relating to any client was ever obtained from APN facilities and provided to a media outlet, All Points Lodge will take all legal action available against that individual, including cooperating with law enforcement and other governmental authorities. Joe Exotic is going right to the top in an attempt to undo his criminal conviction for attempting to hire a hitman to kill his arch-rival Big Cat Rescue CEO Carol Baskin. That's right, Mr. Exotic, who is currently serving a 22-year prison sentence for the murder-for-hire plot along with 17 federal charges of animal abuse, is going straight to President Trump and asking for a pardon. In an interview with TMZ, sources connected to the Tiger King said that Joe's legal team out of Fort Worth, Texas, is preparing a case file that will be sent on to Trump, claiming Joe was wrongly convicted of the murder-for-hire plot. The alleged hitman in the plot, Alan Glover, was the prosecution's star witness at Joe's trial because he's the only one who took money from Joe. Glover says Joe gave him $3,000 for the hit, but Joe argued that the payment was to get Alan the heck out of the zoo. You know, if I keep reading stories about this bizarre Tiger King, I, just like the rest of the world, am going to inevitably fall victim to binge-watching it on Netflix. I'm still trying to avoid it. I've avoided it thus far, but sadly, I'm really close to pulling the trigger. No pun intended. And the Good Corporation of the Day award goes to Nike this morning. The company announced on Monday that it plans to donate 30,000 pairs of its Air Zoom Pulse shoes to healthcare heroes fighting the COVID-19 outbreak on the front lines. The sneakers will be distributed in hospitals and healthcare systems in New York City, Chicago, Memphis, and Los Angeles, as well as the Veterans Health Administration. Another 2,500 pairs of the kicks will be donated to hospitals in Barcelona, Berlin, London, Milan, Paris, and Belgium. In a statement announcing their donation, Nike said the Air Zoom Pulse shoe is the company's first shoe designed for the healthcare athlete, an everyday hero. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street and Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour, from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.